In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
I'd like to continue to speak of the same topic that I shared in this morning.
我想继续早上我们所开始的题目。
The spirit of the Christian life.
那就是基督徒生活的精神。
In a sense, in the morning that I shared, the one thing missing is our prayer.
早上我所漏掉的一点就是我们的祷告。
Jesus mentioned that keep watching and praying.
主耶稣说我们要不停地谨慎在祷告里。
But our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
我们的灵是愿意的，但是肉体却是软弱的。
So we have to constantly pray to God so toward the end that we can stand in front of God.
我们要不断地祷告，这样子在末日的时候才能够与神同站在一起。
Let's look at the Luke chapter 21.
请翻开路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21, from verse 34.
路加福音二十一章从二十四节开始。
Luke chapter 21, from verse 34 to 36.
对不起，路加福音二十一章三十四节开始。
Be on guard that your heart may not be weighed down with the dissipation and the drunkenness.And the worries of life, and that they come on you suddenly like a trap. For you will come upon all those who dwell on the faith of all the earth. 36. But keep on the alert at the all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. And here, can you reach us?
你们要谨慎，三十四节，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。三十五，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。三十六节，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
We understand the nature that we have of flesh within us.
我们知道我们有肉体这个基本的倾向。
Though easily we can move and we follow by our flesh.
我们很容易就动摇而追随肉体。
Especially toward the end time, such a force from this world is very strong.
尤其在末日的时候，这个外来的外来的力量相当大。
Have you seen sometimes you can see in the TV those are like Amazon people, the native people, their life, the native life in the nearby the Amazon River.
我不知道大家有没有看到电视广播在关于巴西亚马逊河附近这些当地人。
Life is very simple.
他们的生活非常简单。
So everything that once they bring from the field and from the water, they bring into the town and they share all together.
他们从河里河里找到的食物，或者是从野地上找来的食物，就拿到村子里头跟大家一起分享。
Yes, from our point of view, their life is simple. So how they can their life to be very in a sense quite joyful?
我们看来觉得这是非常简陋的生活，我们就会怀疑他们怎么能够喜乐呢？
Many times we can think about our life in this world, we have everything we have.
但是我们想想自己，我们的生活上什么都不缺。
But many times we forget that we have enough, yet we want to have more.
虽然我们都足够，但是我们还是想要拥有更多。
In order to gain something, that we have to spend our money, spend our time, and our offer our labor and a lot of things.
因为我们要取得这些，所以我们就要花时间、花体力在这上面，花很多心思。
Many times we say we don't have enough time to serve God. We don't have enough time to pray.
所以常常我们说没有时间祷告，或者是来服侍神。
Because we already, our life is in a comfortably live in this world, so we want to have more and more from this world.
因为我们在这世上已经过得非常舒适，但是还是我们想要拥有更多。
So Luke chapter 21, Jesus mentioned to us, he mentioned about the importance of prayer.
所以在路加福音二十一章这里提醒我们，主耶稣提醒我们祷告的重要性。
The more we truly we can pray，
我们一定要有真实的祷告。
And pray is once we close our eyes，
祷告是将我们眼目给闭住。
That we cannot see the flesh ourselves，
这样子就不看到我们肉体的需要了。
We can get into the spirit， we can communicate with God，
这样我们才能够深入到灵内灵里。跟神交通
，so to build a relationship with our God，
这样子才能跟神建立关系。
But this time is very precious，
这个时间是非常的珍贵的。
And so we can share the true love of God with other people through the prayer，
这样子我们也同时可以跟别人一起在祷告里分享。
The prayer also help us to open our spiritual eyes，
祷告呢就能让我们的灵眼打开。
So can see the, our salvation，
可以看到我们的救恩。
So that we can set the right goal for our life，
这样子我们生活就能够做一个正确的目标。
If you only can see the, in this world，
但是我们眼睛只看到这世上的话，
then our goal is very limited also on onlyseeking the flesh in this world，
这样子我们的目标就非常有限，而且追求的只是属于眼目能看到的。
So it is important our prayer，
所以我们的祷告是很重要的。
So in this way we can fear and with the trembling so that we can work out our salvation，
所以我们一定要谨慎的非常敬畏神，而且在恐惧中的追求我们的救恩。
So Paul mentioned about the why Israelites they fail in their journeys。
保罗提到为什么以色列人在他们的在他们信仰生活旅途失败。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10。
请翻开哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1 to 12。
哥林多前书第十章第一节开始。
First Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1 to 12.
哥林多前书第十章第一到十二节。
For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food. Verse 4.And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Verse 5. Nevertheless, with the most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid lower in the wilderness. And now these things happen as examples for us, that we should not crave evil things as they are craved.Verse 7. And do not be an idolater, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and stood up to play. Verse 8.
第八节。
And let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Verse 9.
第九节。
The Noah let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents. Verse 10.
第十节。
Noah grumbled, as some of them did.And were destroyed by the destroyer. Verse 11.
十一节。
Now these things happened to them as the example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages has come. Verse 12.
十二节。
Therefore let him who think he stands take heed lest he fall. Well, this whole in First Corinthians 10 verse 1 to 12, this is the picture what the Apostle Paul mentioned in Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
在这里，哥林多十章第一到十二节所提起的这个面目，其实就是在腓立比书第二章一样的事情。
Paul asks us to work out our salvation with a fear and trembling.
保罗说，就当恐惧战惊的做成你们得救的功夫。
But the Israelites didn't do that.
但是以色列人民他们却没有这样做。
When they received the great blessing and great grace when they crossed the Red Sea.
当他们过了红河，得到这么大的恩典的时候。
What they drink, of course, is a physical drink and all.Also, what they eat, the physical food, manna from the sky.
当然，他们喝的水是这个物质上的水，也吃到这个物质上的玛纳。
But what God supplied to them is actually everything is come from the hands of God. So actually, this is the spiritual food, same thing.
虽然他们是从神那里得到的这一些物质上的饮用的东西，但是也是从神亲自来的东西。
Manna is like a human's way is impossible.
Manna 造以人的方法是这是一个不可能行的事。
40 years they eat the manna which is come from the sky.
他们四十年在旷野吃的 manna 是从天上降下来的。
So every time when we explain about the manna, we don't say sky, but we say heaven.
我们每次说manna 从我们不说是是天上降下来的，而是从天堂下来的。
Actually, this manna is a spiritual food.
其实 manna 是一个属灵的食物。
Of course, all the people they eat this as a physically they sustain their lives. God supplied this manna.
当然，以色列人民吃的这些 manna 能够在在体力上给他们的这个能力。
So what they drink also just regular water, you know, at that time.
当然，他们喝的也就是普通的水。
But this water is not came from the man's way, but it came from God's hand.
但是这个水却不是以人的方法而得到的，而是从神的方法。
You think about it in the wilderness.
我们想想，在旷野中。
Who can supply such a great amount of water?
谁能够找出这么多的水
？Of course, we can think that we have 100 people. You know, there's a journey for 40 years. Then they one time they can see they find out a little bit water. They can share about 100 people.
我们想想，要是我们100个人在旷野中行走的话，我们能够找到一点水，或许这100个人能够喝饱。
Have you noticed about 2 million people they drink every day the water that in the wilderness? Have you thought about that?
但是我们有没有想到200万人在旷野中，他们每天所需要喝多少水呢？
It requires a great amount of water.
这个他们需要相当大的容量的水。
You think about the 40 years.
想想四十年。
So this water, of course, is a physical water, but it's God brought this water out of the under the ground.
虽然这个水是物质上的水，但是是神从地中给他们的水。
It is a physical water, but who brought this out is God. God brought this water out of there.
这个物质的是水，是谁带给他们的呢？那就是神给他们的。
So what the Israelites they received the blessing is a blessing from God's hand.
所以他们所得到的一切福气都是从神给他们的。
But as here the Paul he mentioned that they received a great amount of the blessing and the grace from God.
这里保罗说他们从神那里得到相当大的恩典。
But these people cannot please God.
但是这些人他们却不知道怎么样讨神的喜爱。
That's what the verse 5 says. Nevertheless, with the most of them, God was not pleased them, well pleased. Chapter 10, verse 5.
所以在这第五节说，所以神不喜欢他们的这些人。
Because like that, you and I, we are here in the.We become a children of God.
我们是成为属神的人民。
Now we come to the Lord. We eat the word of God.
我们来到神面前吃这个神给我们的灵食。
Now also the God, our Lord Jesus supply us the spiritual drink in our life.
主耶稣也给我们这个灵水。
Yet sometimes we cannot satisfy with this.
但有的时候我们对这些却 不能够满足。
But many times we're seeking something else to be satisfied ourselves.
所以常常我们就在寻求一些别的东西让我们自己得以满足。
God set the direction for us our Christian life.
神他已经给我们已经告诉我们当走的道路
了。But instead of we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but we want to help our own self to guide.
我们没有依照神的方法走，常常我们就是反而想要照自己的方法走。
But once you look at all this, why they fail in the journey?
当我们看这一段，他们失败在哪里呢
？Because they cannot please God.
在这里说，他们没有在讨神的喜悦。
Because follow their own desire.
因为他们在追随自己的自己的肉体。
So the verse 10, chapter 10, verse 7, Paul mentioned, "Do not be idolaters."
在这里说不要拜偶像。
That means we do not serve other God beside of our true God.
表示我们不应当再拜任何其他的神。
Because this is sometimes a Christian life. If we cannot satisfy with God.
我们做一个基督徒，要是在我们的生活上不能够得到满足的话，
then we can naturally be seeking something else.
我们就很自然而然地去追求一些其他的东西了。
So sometimes we solemnly we can stand up in front of God, we ask ourselves.
我们在神面前要很谨慎，很真诚地问自己。
What is my priority?
我的第一优先是什么呢？
Who's the one truly to give us our satisfaction in our soul?
我心中心灵能够得到满足的是什么呢？
Am I satisfied with our God or not?
我有没有真的在神里内得到满足？
Sometimes we are because of our ignorance or because of our laziness, because of our lack of prayer, because our heart is not to be to only serve our one master but serve two masters. There's a lot of reasons.
或许我们有很多的理由，有的是无知，有的时候懒惰，或者是有的时候我们不但要服侍神，有的时候我们心中有两个主。
So for God, we have to be absolute. Only we seeking God alone.
对神来说，我们心中应该一定要很清楚的只有神一位。
And towards our children, how we can train our children?
那对我们的下一代，我们是怎么样的训练他们
呢？ We can let our children to be compromised with this world.
我们可以让孩子跟这个世上妥协。
Yeah, God is important, but the world is important too.
神是重要的，但是这个世上也是重要的。
Things that sometimes switch over, it's okay, you can come back to God and later.
有的时候你的次序颠倒一下子没有关系，只要你回来就好了。
Once we can show our children, you know, Sabbath day, we also compromise with God.
要是我们在神儿子孩子面前做了也是做了在安息日不当做的事情的话。
When we offer the tithes, sometimes we compromise with God also.
或者在我们奉献十一捐的时候也做了妥协的
话。Once we show us that, you know, children the way we compromise and then trying the way to display it in our heart, then also our children also learn the same way.
所以孩子看到我们在做很多妥协的时候，他们也就学到心中了。
God disliked the most is idolatry.
神最厌恶的就是拜偶像。
Our children learn from ourselves.Our parents.
我们孩子所学，就是从父母亲身上所学到。
So we have to teach them what is a priority in our life.
所以我们一定要教导我们孩子生命上，我们生活上的第一优先是什么。
And also the verse 8, the Paul mentioned, let us act immorally.
在第八节这里，保罗也说，我们不要行淫。
The example about these 23,000, they all dying on the wilderness.
在这里讲到有一天倒闭了23,000人。
Because we live in this world, because we are very a promising, very open society, we say.
我们现在在一个非常非常太开明的一个社会上。
So we have to awake our life.
所以我们一定要非常谨慎。
So we have to be careful about about our seventh commandment.
所以我们在这个第七诫上一定要非常的谨慎。
We have a flesh.
我们是有肉体的。
Sexual immorality is always sometimes very close with us.
所以这种淫乱的事情就在我们生活旁边。
So we have to be careful.
我们要非常谨慎。
Why are we seeking the holy life?
我们为什么要追求一个得胜的圣洁的生活呢？
Because we want to close to God.
因为我们想要跟神
更亲近。Because we want to have a salvation.
我们想要拥有救恩。
We are not an animal.
我们不是动物。
We are created by the image of God.
我们是造神的形象而造的。
So God is seeking us to be holy.
所以神要我们跟他一样是成圣的。
And we have to be holy.
所以我们就要成为圣洁的。
And then the verse continue here mentioned about verse 9.
第九节这里说。
And those people who like complain, those people like verse 10 say, no grumbling and some deed and some destroyed and by the destroyer.
在第九第十节讲到试探神也有发怨言的。
And this one goes to the second point of Philippians chapter 2.
那这些也就直到腓立比书第二章的第二点。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 14, he mentioned that Do all things without grumbling and disputing.
所以我们又看回腓立比书第二章十四节，这里说，凡所行的都不要发怨言。
Why people grumbling and disputing?
为什么人发怨言而且起争论呢？
Because they do not understand the grace of God.
因为他们不明白神的恩典。
Sometimes our children, they complain to the parents.
常常孩子们会跟父母亲发怨言。
But because they do not understand the grace they receive from their parents is how great it is.
因为他们常常不知道他们从父母亲得到了这些恩典。
So why the Israelites end up they fail and then they cannot enter the promised land because of their grumbling?
为什么以色列人民不能够到他们达到他们的应许之地呢？因为他们不停的发怨言。
God allow us in our life to be satisfied.
神让我们在我们的生活上可以得到满足。
Because we already rich enough our life.
其实我们已经是非常富有的。
But we constantly compete with others.
但是我们不断的与别人比较。
But always we're seeking things from outside of the world, we can see that.
我们常常就跟外面世界的人一直做比较。
So the what we have, it seems like we're very small.
这样子一比就觉得我们所拥有的太缺了。
And compare with others.
因为我们在跟别人比较。
And then we need to have more and more.
我们就会想要拥有更多。
Problem is once we have more and more, then our heart is seeking in this world, not instead of God.
问题就出于我们一直在追求我们想要有的东西，就不会再追求神了。
I hope that on the last day,
我但愿在末日的时候
we can constantly learn about this contentment.
我们能够不断的学习怎么样满足。
Everybody, God knows what is best for us.
神知道对我们最好的是什么。
So what we have is blessing of God.
所以我们所有的其实都是神的祝福。
Sometimes I thought about it because Jesus mentioned about the parable of the rich man and the Lazarus.
有的时候我想到耶稣所提到的这个富人跟拉撒路。
Rich man is in a sense in the human society that what he has is a blessing.
这个富人他所有的在以这个世上的眼光来讲，他是得到很多的祝福。
We can say this is a successful life.
我们可以说这是一个非常成功的生活。
But the poor man like Lazarus is like a, you know, beggar.
但是拉撒路他却是一个乞丐。
Of course, this is not a true story, but Jesus brought up this as a parable.
当然，这只是一个比喻，不是一个真实故事。
But for the Lazarus, that lifestyle actually become his own blessing.
但是拉撒路他这种的生活却最后成为他的祝福了。
Things not in his hands becomes his own blessing, so he can trust in God.
因为他手中一无所有，所以他只能依靠完全的依靠神。
So when we think about our life,
当我们想想自己的生命的时候
，we don't have to compare our life with other people.
我们真的不需要跟别人做比较。
But always we thank that what we have is a blessing of God.
我们要不断的提醒，我们所拥有的一切都是神的祝福。
So we can thought about this, Philippians chapter 2 verse 14. All things without grumbling or disputing, we can change this one as do all things with a thanksgiving and loving.
所以我们把这个十四节就改成正面的，就是做所凡事所行的都要说出感谢的言语。
So we think about our life is already we become a millionaire.
我们可以想想我们在现在已经是成为一个百万富翁了。
Because our end is already predestined.
因为我们的结果已经是预定的。
What do you think?
你觉得如何呢？
I ask you, are you a millionaire?
你觉得你自己是百万富翁吗？
It's your answer, based upon your faith, then you can say, I'm a millionaire.
那就依靠你的信心，你可以说，我是百万富翁了。
If somebody asks me, you are a millionaire?
要是有人问我，你是百万富翁吗？
I say no.
我可能说不是。
Because I'm a billionaire.
因为我是亿万富翁。
It's true, you know.、Yeah.
这是真的。
And in John chapter 14, Jesus says, I go up there, prepare for you, prepare for the mansions for you, and I'll come back and bring you back there.
十四章，耶稣说：“我先去在那里预备一个豪宅给你，然后带你去。”
But then, once we look at the, you know, the Israelites,
但是我们看回这个以色列人民
，God prepared this promised land.
神已经预备好这个应许之地
where the milk and honey flowing out of there.
那里流着牛奶跟蜂蜜。
But they cannot believe, they cannot trust what God says to them.
但是他们却不能相信神的话。
So only they can see that that days at that times that there are things that they don't have it and the lack of something, then they complain to God.
他们只能够看到他们当时那当日所缺乏的东西，然后就跟神发怨言了。
They cannot see the big picture.
所以他们看不到这个大比较大的这个荧幕。
Christians, we have to always can see the big picture.
做一个基督徒要有远见。
If we only can see the little picture,
要是我们非常有近见的话
，very limited,
非常有限的
short sighted way,
非常的近见的话
，there are a lot of things we can complain.
那我们就有很多要埋怨的事了。
This we can say immature Christians.
这个就是属于一个不成熟的基督徒。
Sometimes, you know, those like a Christian, they are not mature enough, and then they come, why these things happen to me? Why it happens?
我们常常看到一个还没有成熟的基督徒，就常常会问为什么这种事情临到我身上。
We do not believe in God because our life in this world in this world be prosper.
我们不是因为我们神答应我们在这世上一切都很顺服顺利才来信神的。
If you think if you want to be prosper in this world.
要是你想在这世上一切都非常的通顺的话
，It's good you can go to the seminar and sometimes place by place and very nice, you know, hotel. They show you and it tells you how to make a millionaire.
这样子的话，你不如去参加这些讲习会，教导你怎么做百万富翁好了。
Many times we believe in God because we suffer.
我们常常
because we believe in God we suffer.
因为信神而受很多的很多的苦。
You look at the Bible and then all the 12 apostles.
我们看圣经上十二个门徒。
They're willing to take the suffering for the Christ.
他们都愿意为神而受苦。
Apostle Paul is like he give up everything. Why? Because he loved Christ.
我们看使徒保罗，为什么他把一切都放弃？因为他爱主耶稣。
He understood that this is the best of his life.
因为他知道得到主耶稣就是最好的。
This most meaningful life he find out of there.
因为他知道对他这个是生命上最有意义的一件事。
Such under the condition of like a lot of persecution upon him.
虽然有这么多的逼迫。
But he willing to take it.
他也是愿意的。
Each time he suffered, he understand the love of Christ.
每次他受苦的时候，他更明白耶稣的爱。
The more and more, actually, he's fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ more than before.
他越来越明白神的爱，也越来越爱主耶稣。
We can see that from all the apostles and apostles, his letter, there are no such things like a complaint to God.
我们看保罗所写的每一卷书卷，一句怨言都没有。
He accepts all the given situation is all come from God.
他接受所有神给他的一切的环境。
He knows that there is a will of God and his name to be glorified.
他知道这里有神的意念，然后
Because we know the Tuesday night we study the book of Acts.
我们在星期二的时候，读到《使徒行传》。
The Apostle Paul he went up to the Jerusalem.
使徒保罗去到耶路撒冷。
His life is under the great you know stress and persecution upon there.
那时候有很大的逼迫，而且有很大的压力。
Some of the members and also the Philip's all the daughters of the prophesies. He once he go up to the Jerusalem, he sees and his life will be a lot under the great suffering.
有很多有信徒跟他讲，也有预言说，你要是去耶路撒冷的话，一定会受很大的逼迫和受苦。
But he willing to go up there.
但是他也是甘愿的。
And his life have gone a lot of trouble, yet constantly the Jesus show up to him and encouraged him.
他一生受到多少的灾难跟痛苦，但是耶稣一次一次的显现给他。
Be courageous, I will send you to the Rome.
不要怕，我要带你去罗马。
Under the great, you know, the storms, and when he has a journey to the ship, the journey to the Rome, that he faced the storms on the sea.
当保罗在去罗马的途中，在船上，一个大风暴开始。
You think about it, the situation at that time, Paul, he can complain to God.
我们要是想想，我们是保罗的话，很容易就开始发怨言了。
He willing to preach the gospel, how come he become like in a jail, you know, become a prisoner?
他是愿意甘心乐意的去传福音，为什么变成一个囚犯呢？
But he willing to take it.
但是他却非常乐意的。
He understood there is a will of God.
因为他知道这个是神的旨意。
So what I see that, you know, the Paul's life.
所以我看到。保罗的一生
He never complained.
他从来不发怨言。
But I look at my life.
我常常看自己呢。
I see I have a lot of complaint.
我就看到自己常常
Then I can see the distance between the Paul and my life.
所以我就看到我跟保罗有这么大的距离。
How about your life?
那我们大家呢？
You want to connect your faith with your physical life and God?
你想要你把自己这个属肉体的生活生命跟神连接在一起吗
？Or your faith or your life want to directly connected with your God? That's your choice.
你想要自己真正的跟神连接在一起
？If we can see that we can trust in His promise.
要是我们能够信靠耶稣所神所有的应许
，Things happen in this world.
世上所发现的一切事
情 Maybe you have gone a lot of difficulties in this world.
或许你会碰到很多的困苦
But all this actually, it turned out to be comes to us as a true grace.
但到最后，这些一切都变成我们的恩典
Otherwise, we constantly complain to God. It's just like grumbling.
不然的话，我们就会不断的发怨言了
God is always care. God truly care about our life.
其实神是非常在乎我们的我们的生活的
Always lead us to what is the best for us, give it to us.
他是不断的在带领我们，给我们最好的
I hope you can trust that.
我但愿大家都能够信靠这一点
I hope you can rely on the God's way.
然后信靠神的方法
We know that Joshua and Caleb, they believed what the God's promise.
我们知道约书亚跟加勒他们是相信神的应许
Only two persons, but God remembered them.
虽然只有这两个人，但神却纪念他们两个
Because they do not grumbling to God.
因为他们只有这两个人没有发怨言
God saved these two people, sent them into the promised land.
结果神就保守这两个人，让他们进入了应许之地
So they blessed them.
然后祝福他们
So here, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, do all things without grumblings or disputing.
所以在腓立比书第二章十四节说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
I hope you and I be the one of that with our life without grumbling and disputing.
我但愿你我都能够做一个凡事所行都不发怨言起争论的人。
And then we can continue. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 2.
然后我们再看回腓立比书第二章这里。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
verse 15,
十五节
That you may prove yourself to be blameless and innocent, the children of God above reproach in the midst of the crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world.Here, the Paul asks us to our life to be as a spirit of to be a blameless Christians.
在这里，保罗要求我们做一个无可指摘、诚实无畏的人。
Oh, we can think about we are weak, so we cannot be perfect ourselves.
我们想想自己是软弱的，我们是无法成为完美。
Then I thought about how we can be a blameless.
所以我就问自己，我怎么能够成为一个无可指摘的人呢
？Blameless, we can set a step away from the evil.
这个无可指责就表示我们要离开邪恶。
This is our commitment.
这就是我们要下的决心。
You know, because that's our choice. We can choose or not to choose.It's up to us.
所以这也是我们的选择。
But once we have a seeking God that we want to separate from the evil.
所以我们要是选择跟随神的话，我们就要远离罪恶。
Then God work with us then.
这样神就与我们同行。
Well, let's start the book of First Timothy.
我们看提摩太前书。
Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
Timothy chapter 6 from verse 11.
提摩太前书第六章十一节。
11 to 14.
十一节到十四节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 11 to 14. But flee from these things, you men, a man of God, and pursue the righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. 12. Fight the good fight of faith and take hold of the eternal life.To which you were called, and you made it with a good confession, in the presence of many witnesses. 13. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate. 14. You keep the commandments without a stain or a reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.Here, the verse 14, Paul mentioned that you keep the commandments without stains or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里最后十四节说，要守这命令毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们主耶稣基督显现。
Now, keep the commandment of God.
要守神的旨命。
And in order that we keep the commandment of God, we can pursue the righteousness and godliness and faith and love, perseverance and gentleness. He mentioned that.
所以能够遵守神的诫命的话，就是要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐跟温柔。
All these in chapter 6 verse 11, these characters, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance and gentleness, these all come from the Lord Jesus Christ.
在提摩太前书第六章十一节这里所说的这些敬虔、信心、恩、爱心、忍耐，这些都是从主耶稣而来的。
This character is not come from the flesh.
这些都是不是从我们肉体
所
发出来的。
This one, it come from the Holy Spirit.
这些都是只有从圣灵。
That's what Paul mentioned the Colossians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit.
也就是加拉太第五章这里讲到圣灵结的果。
Actually include all these characters.
圣灵这些都是在圣灵的果子之内。
We know that because we build up our character is not by one day.
我们知道能够建立一个人的这种美德不是一日就达到的。
It takes time to like train ourselves and exercise ourselves.
我们这个要不断的花时间锻炼自己，然后训练自己。
We understand the prayer life also is not built up by one day.
所以我们祷告的生活也是不是一日就达成的。
It requires a day by day. We can build up ourselves.
要每一日不断的继续的建立的。
The Christian is not only Saturday we come here and one time we pray and go back we forget about God.
做基督徒不是安息日来教会祷告一下子，然后回家就忘记神了。
It is a daily issue.
这是一个每日所要做的事。
It requires our cultivation, our daily basis.
这个是我们平时就要做的灵修。
So I hope that you and I we can 2013, we can set a goal for our life, our spiritual life.
我但愿你我能够在2013年能够在属灵上建立一个目标。
That we have to set the what is a priority then.
然后把我们的第一优先也建立好。
Now once we set the right things in our life.
然后把这些顺序都做好的话。
That God is within us, His will please us to follow and help us to be built ourselves.
那神就会任我们觉得是是美好的，就会带领我们。
We understand that keep the Ten Commandments in a sense, it's not that simple, it's not that easy if we do not rely on Him.
我们要记得守十诫，其实要是没有依靠神的话，这是不简单的一件事。
It requires our train, our exercise.
也这个需要我们不断的锻炼自己。
So we cannot always say we are always weak.
我们不能一直找借口说自己软弱。
But we have to willing to follow the word of God.
我们要愿意 有这个愿意的心来遵守神的话。
In a sense, we are more positively involve our Christian life.
所以我们要非常正面的把我们生活上就是在这下面下功夫。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
我们看雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1 from verse 19.
雅各书第一章19节.
James chapter 1 from verse 19.
雅各书的第一章第19节.
19 to 27.
19到27节.
This you know, my beloved brethren, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. 20. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all the remain of the wickedness in the humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. 22. Approve yourself the doers of the word, and not merely hearer, and who delude themselves. 23. For if anyone is the hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. 24. For once he has looked at himself and the gone away, he is immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. 26. If anyone thinks himself to be a religious and yet does not bridle his tongues, but deceives his own heart, and this man is religious, is worthless. 27. This is the pure and undefiled religion. In the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and the widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the word. Here to mention about the chapter, James chapter 1 from verse 19 to 27, what is the life is a blameless life means to us?
在这19节到27节讲到这个 完清洁没有玷污的生活是什么样?
And James, he mentioned the last portion of verse 27 as we need this, is that this is a pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God.
在这27节说，在神我们父面前，这清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是这个样子。
So we're doing this to keep ourselves unstained by the word.
所以我们这样子做就能够保守自己不沾染世俗。
So how we can ourselves to be a blameless children?
我们怎么能够做一个没有瑕疵的 子女呢?
And the verse 19, he mentioned slow to anger.
在这里讲到, 我们要慢慢的动怒。
Slow to anger means it mentioned about inner strength.
这个慢慢, 能够慢慢动怒, 就是内在有很大的力量。
God is within us.
神在我们心中。
He himself controls our emotion.
神能够控制我们的情绪。
We are under the peace of God rule over our heart.
当神的平安, 能够控制我们的心的话,
then we can manage our emotion.
这样我们就能够, 克服我们自己的情绪。
If we cannot manage our emotion, that means we follow by our flesh emotion. Then
我们不能够克服自己的情绪, 就表示我们在跟随我们的肉体。
If we followed our own flesh emotions,
要是我们跟随自己肉体的情绪的话,
verse 20 mentioned that because of the anger does not achieve the righteousness of God.
在这里20节说, 因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Already this life cannot glorify the name of God. It cannot be blameless.
这种生活就不能够荣耀神的名, 也就
The verse 21 here mentioned all the filthiness and also those wickedness within our heart to be removed.
21节讲到我们要脱去一切污点和盈余的邪恶。
Now our heart is always two kind of things within our heart.
我们心中总是有两件。
The filthiness or holiness.
一个是污秽，一个是圣洁。
The Christian, we know what we are within us.
我们做一个基督徒，我们心知道
心中是什么。Things that we have is wicked, and is this is filthiness that we have to remove out of us.
我们知道心中是污秽的话，一定要马上脱去。
And then we have to receive the word of God.
然后马上领取神的道理。
Then we can implant this word of God within our heart.
这样神的话就能住在我们心
中。So let the word of God grow within our heart.
这样新的神的话才能在我们心中扎根。
So it bear the fruit.
然后结果。
So it makes us to blameless Christian.
让我们成一个无可指责的人。
So Paul, I'm sorry. This is the James he mentioned about the, instead of the hearer but the become a doer.
在所以雅各书这里说我们、不单单听到而是要行道。
We know that we listen to the word of God many things many times.
我们知道我们听了很多的道理很、常常。
Then why we cannot be the doers?
但是我们为什么、却行不出来呢
？Because we don't have a strength within ourselves.
因为我们心中的力量不够。
Why? Because of filthiness within us.
为什么呢？因为心中太多污秽。
Because we are in a flesh.
因为我们还是在这肉体中。
Because we've been controlled by the flesh.
我们被这个肉体所控制。
The spirit cannot work within us.
所以灵却没有办法动。
The power of spirit is getting weaker and weaker.
神的灵的力量不断的减少。
It's not God is weak.
不是神。
Because we subject to the flesh.
因为我们愿意跟随肉体。
So spirit cannot help us then.
所以这个灵也没有办法帮助我们。
So doer.
要行道。
It is an issue for the Christian.
是基督徒一定要做的。
We listen to the word of God many times.
我们听了很多的道理。
But why we cannot become a doer?
为什么我们却行不出来呢
？Because we have to ask our heart.
我们一定要拉心的问自己。
You and I will become a, let us to be a, be a doer.
我但愿你我都能够、作为行道的人。
That we have to cleanse ourselves.
所以我们先要从清心开始。
And through the prayer.
借着祷告。
And through the meditated word of God.
借着思考神的话语。
And through the repentance.
还有靠着、跟神忏悔。
So that we can cleanse ourselves.
我们把心中所有的污秽都清掉。
So the peace of God, you know, the manage our heart.
这样神的、和平才能够、占到我们心中。
Let's read the one verse Philippian.
我们再看回腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4 to 7.
腓立比书第四章从第四到第七节。
And rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with a thanksgiving, so let your requests be made known to God. 7.
第七节。
And peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.And we get the attention to verse 7.
我们注意到第七节。
He mentioned the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, beyond our understanding, actually.
这里说神所赐出人意外的平安。
The peace of God shall guard our heart.
必会在基督里保守我们的心。
In Christ.
心怀意念在基督里。
This kind of explanation here, this is the...Blameless Christian to be this one.
第七节就是一个总论，成为一个无可指责的基督徒。
The ones of the peace of God guard our heart.
这里因为神的平安，保守我们的心。
This Christian life is life. Life is under the light of God. Then,
这个基督徒的生命就在神的光下。
They are the one to shine the lights of Christ.
这种人就能够发出基督的光。
So this is the one of our Christian. Attitude to be.
这就是一个基督徒当有的精神。
And the last one, I shared 1 minute, two minutes.
在两分钟，我们分享最后一点。再回到腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter two.
腓立比书第二章。
Verse 16. The holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I may have caused the glory, because I did not run.In the vain, nor toil in vain. he mentioned about our journey, the life of journey of a Christian is seeking something to reward.
我们知道在生命上，我们常常会 想要得一个能够看到的奖赏。
End up, you know, we gain the reward, the what our Lord Jesus provide for us.
在这里就是我们到最后会得到神基督给我们的奖赏。
Once look at the Philippians chapter 3, the next chapter.
要是我们看腓立比书第三章的话。
Philippians chapter chapter 3 verse 13, from 12, sorry.
腓立比书第三章的十二节开始。
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid a hold by Christ Jesus. 13.
十三节。
Brother, I do not regard myself as having laid a hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Verse 14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the spirit of the Apostle Paul.
这就是保罗他有的精神。
He want to receive this prize.
他想要得到这个奖赏。
So that he what he accomplished what he had before and leave it there, and he's seeking for a further better one, which is the better prize.
他以前所做的一切事情，他都忘记背后，而挽着标杆直跑。
If he truly worked for the Lord,
他是真正的为主工作。
The reward will be great.
我们要是真的像这样子努力工作的话，这个奖赏是很大
的。And some people says, we humble enough, we don't want to reward.
有的人说 我是很谦卑，我不想要奖赏。
But reward is a natural expecting of a Christian's life.
其实得奖赏这是一个基督徒应当有的这个态度。
In Matthew chapter 19, Peter he talked to Jesus.
在马太福音十九章，彼得跟耶稣这样说。
He mentioned about the what if I give up everything for and then I follow you.
他跟主耶稣说，我放弃了，我们放弃了一切，跟随你。
Let's look at the Matthew chapter 19.
在我们看一下马太福音十九章这里。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 27.
二十七节，十九章二十七节。
Then Peter answered and said to him, "Behold, we have left everything and follow you. What then will there be for us?"
彼得对他说：“看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢
？”Here, the Peter directly asked Jesus, "Since I give up everything, what is the reward from you?" That's what it meant, right?
彼得很直接地跟耶稣说：“我已经放弃一切来跟随你，那你要给我什么呢
？”And verse 28, Jesus told him the reward.
二十八节，耶稣告诉他，他说：“他们的奖赏是什么
？”And 28, and Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will be seated on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."This is what Jesus says.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
And verse 29.
二十九节。
And everyone who has left a house, or brothers, or sisters, or fathers, mother, or children of farms for my name's sake, shall receive many times as much as shall inherit eternal life. And Jesus mentioned that if you give up everything, things that are around you, that you can even you have a right to enjoy, but you give up for the Lord, then you can inherit eternal life. Also, the receive shall receive many times as much.
所以在这边耶稣说，你将你所拥有的一切都放弃的话，将来你将得到永生，而且能够坐在许多许多人面前，要在后会得到百倍。
Sometimes it's hard to invest. Where are we going to invest?
有的时候我们想到投资，我们很头痛，不知道投资在哪里。
Place where's the best investment we can invest our life and everything to God.
我们在想在哪里是投资最好的呢？其实就是投资在神身上。
According to this passage, if we invest $1 to God.
在这里照这个经节来说，我们要是在神身上投资一块钱的话。
Definitely comes to us more than 10 times to us.
回来的我们所收回的一定至少有十倍。
Invest your time to God.
把我们的时间奉献给神。
And then the time also the coming back to you is the several times more than the what we invest.
那我们所收回的一定是比我们所付出的更多。
So it's worthwhile to invest.
所以我们这个对神投资一定是值得的。
I hope you and I will become a good wise investor.
我但愿你我都能够是一个有智慧的投资者。
Because the reward is great.
因为我们所得到的奖赏是非常大的。
So the return is great.
我们所收回的是非常大。
And so it led us to be a great investor, just so that we can receive, just like Apostle Paul.
这样让我们做一个有智慧的投资者，就像保罗一样。得到的奖赏。
I hope that we can receive the great blessing from God.
我也但愿我们都能够得到神大大的祝福。
But then, what is the ultimate blessing?
但是最终的祝福是什么呢
？And Jesus mentioned the verse 29 says, "Shall inherit eternal life."
就算在马太福音这里讲到最后在将要承受永生。
One thing we cannot give up, one thing we cannot compromise, this eternal life.
有一样东西我们是永不能够妥协的，那就是永生。
This is our reward to be.
因为这个是我们最终的奖赏。
Please, all the brothers and sisters, be faithful to God all the time.
我但愿弟兄姐妹，我们大家都对神忠诚。
And you can work out your salvation with the trembling and fear.
我们能够在恐惧战争成就我们得救的功夫
because it is a great reward
因为我们所得到奖赏是非常大的
on your journey maybe some difficulties
在我们途中或者会碰到很多困
难 maybe some challenges
或许有一些挑战
but do not complain to God
但不要跟神发怨言
because God already assigned us arranged us for our destiny is to become a great blessing
因为神已经预定我们将来要得到很大的奖赏。
And also in this world, a lot of temptation, a lot of challenge in this world on the way our journeys.
在我们的旅途中也是有很多的
But we can keep ourselves to be blameless.
但是我们要保守自己而成为无瑕疵的。
So that we can keep our faith without any trouble.
我们能够保守我们的信仰。
You and I will receive the great reward on the last day.
这样你我在末日的时候就能够得到大大的奖赏。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
And 398.
398首。